It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. senators split along party lines on the vote to confirm the newest member of the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
There were no last-minute surprises. Democrat Michael Bennett and Republican Cory Gardner indicated how they'd vote weeks ago. Bennett voted against Barrett, Gardner for. In explaining his support, Gardner says she will uphold the Constitution.
She's assured me that there are moments and rulings that she has issued that she would have preferred a different outcome, personally. But that's not what the law required.
It is a lifetime appointment for the 48-year-old Barrett, one that will likely cement a conservative majority that could affect a number of issues facing the court, including the future of the Affordable Care Act. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
RTD board members will vote tonight on a plan to run buses more often on busy routes down Colfax and Federal in Denver, but that means cutting service along little-used routes in the suburbs. The plan is temporary and would take effect at the start of next year. The recent cold snap is giving the restaurant industry a taste of what lies ahead. Josh Walken, who runs Steuben's and Aces in Denver, says they're getting fire pits and igloos to help keep outdoor dining going as winter arrives. But he says the industry as a whole still needs help during the pandemic.
Without some form of government support, a new stimulus package, the Restaurant Relief Act, something to save restaurants, we're going to see a lot more closures and a lot more unemployment.
The chances of Congress and the White House reaching a deal before the election are slim. Walken says restaurants are investing in their patios in the hopes that diners who are reluctant to eat indoors because of the coronavirus will still eat outside. But he does recommend dressing warmly. Temperatures today are not as cold as yesterday. Highs will be in the 30s and close to 40 around Denver and along the Front Range. This is CPR News.